The five C's ceased to exist a few years ago. Not that that they've totally gone away, but their importance as to the entire economy has diminished significantly. Take copper mining, for instance. Used to comprise 4 to 5% of the labor force. Now it's 0.1%. It's very, very small. And of course, the economy has grown significantly over the years. So we're no longer a resource-based economy. Climate is still important. Tourism is still important. You know, the Grand Canyon hasn't gone away. It's still a major attraction, as well as major spas and resorts spread around the state. So tourism is still very important to us. But the composition of Arizona's economy today, it's quite diversified. We have it's actually very similar to the industrial mix that you find nationwide. So the important industries, we actually have a concentration today in finance. And that's surprising to most people. You think of finance as being New York City or Chicago or San Francisco, but Arizona actually has a high concentration in the finance industry. And of course, it has to do with mortgage finance, which is down today, but you know, because of the recession and what's going on in housing. But that's an important industry for us. Transportation and warehousing is also important. You see a lot of big box warehouses in the West Phoenix area, which is really a spillover from Los Angeles. You also find lots of professionals that are now located in Phoenix. These are people who need to travel, and of course it's easier to get out of Sky Harbor than it is LAX. So I guess the short answer is the economy is quite diversified today, and it is no longer reliant upon the five C's.
Do you see any other industry that we're not thinking about right now, maybe becoming a major player in the Arizona economy in the next 10 years, something that's kind of sneaking up on us?
Well, the industries where we are focused on and should be focused on are export-based industries. During the 70s and 80s, we built a presence in computers and semiconductors and electronic components. Of course, we have a strong representation in aerospace and missiles. But, you know, those industries are mature industries today. They don't have a large upside potential. So we're looking for in the economic development community, looking for the industries of the future. And the two industries that stand out currently that have been recognized and where we're making significant investments are solar and biotechnology. And Tucson in particular has done very well in biotech, though both Phoenix and Tucson are still trying to attain critical mass in biosciences. Neither is among the top 25 cities in the country currently, but we're making good progress, making significant investments. We have companies that are locating and expanding here in the biosciences. So I would say that biosciences and solar are the two industries that we're focused on currently.